We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, not to be too thirsty here, but go ahead and give us a call, won't you? 800-520-1067 as we kick off this hour, 9 o'clock. Let's get you into a Coldplay show. Just announced new tour. They will be at the Rose Bowl, and we'd love to get you into that show. What a venue to see Coldplay. We'll make that happen for you. Put your name on this little standby boarding list here. Not a lot of names on it. Hopefully we call you back in about a week and tell you you're off to Amsterdam to see them again. Yesterday I got to give away that sweet trip to London to see the Black Keys to George. He was pretty excited about that. George in Simi Valley. And we'd love to give you the opportunity today to get your name on the standby boarding list as well. Tickets await you for a Coldplay show in Pasadena and again, potentially in Amsterdam. A place where if you're into vices, that's a good place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas, Amsterdam.
They make it so easy.
They do make it easy.
And even more fun. It's weird because usually when things are illegal, you have a more, like, you have more of a desire to do them. In Amsterdam, everything's legal, and you still want to do them.
Well, that's what's crazy there is because of the, for so long that was the only, for a while, it was the only place you could go if you wanted to just walk into a store and buy some weed, mushrooms, whatever. But then on top of all the other, and whoring, of course, let's not forget about the red light district.
I know, you got
all
those
vices.
Favorite.
But on top of all those vices, that's the one place I've ever been in the entire world where you can walk over to like a little stand on the side of the road, get a cone of French fries, and then they put 7 gallons of mayonnaise on top of it.
It's like and then you go to a coffee shop, and you're not just a lame stoner. You're you're just like a nice educational person at a coffee shop.
It's the best.
And you just read a book.
That's the
and
key.
And you feel smart.
Yeah, no, but I feel like here's good advice in life. As messed up as you want to be on whatever drugs you want to be on, as long as you're holding a book, people assume you are, like, learned.
Totally.
Like, I think that guy was, like, on bath
salts. He's sipping an espresso and reading
Twitchy
a book.
Meth head with a book.
Yeah.
But he does. He is holding a...
He's eating the pages, but still.
Yeah, he is holding a book. So let's go ahead and assume he's smarter than the rest of us. Caller 20, we'll pick you up in a moment and get you to that show. Welcome to K-Rock This Morning. I'm Klein, there's Alley. Jake the Nerd, recovering from his shock treatment, high voltage shoot review. You can
still
see that video is still up at the Klein Alley Show on the socials. Enjoy it while you can. And DJ Omar Khan taking the calls right now. It's Postmaster Johnny. We've got a challenge for Postmaster Johnny. I'm holding a paper map here, Allie. This is actually a legitimate...
It's so huge.
This is a Thomas guide we have. We found this in the building.
The index is overwhelming.
We're
going
to hand this. We're going to hand this to him in a moment.
You do look smarter holding a book.
See? Look at that. I'm holding a book. We're going to hand this to... These pages are delicious. I'm going to see if he can get all the way to crypto.com, Staples Center, by the end of the show using only real maps. Place your bets. We'll get to that next. K-Rock. Some Depeche Mode for you on K-Rock This Morning. It's Klein Alley Show. Best part of the job is when we get to give you cool stuff. And maybe nothing cooler than putting your name on this standby boarding list so you can travel internationally on our dime and go see the bands you want to see. And let's go ahead and say hi to caller 20 now, which puts us on you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Erica, how goes
Erica?
It? Klein Alley Show, what's up?
Oh, my God. It goes well. Sweet dippin'.
Sweet tickets. Love that.
God, am I caller 20?
You are caller 20.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Are you crying?
Almost. I'm at work.
All right. Well, we'll get you there.
That's a good reason to cry.
And I'm hiding outside my building.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm hiding outside the building.
Okay. Well, here's the good news. You're going to go see Coldplay here at the Rose Bowl. That show just announced. You're into that one. And I'm going to write down your name, Erica. Emotional Erica. I'm writing it down right now. On the standby boarding list. And if we call out Emotional Erica again in like a week or so, you'll be traveling to see them again in Amsterdam.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Thank you for waking up with us, starting your day. And hold on, okay?
I love you guys so much.
We
all
love
you.
You, too.
Oh, thank
it's like
you
every morning.
Oh, good. Great.
It's like
stop, Omar. Stop it. Not,
she loves it. Look, she's crying now. She, I knew she could get there.
You set her off.
We love you too.
Okay, goodbye. There she is.
It's kind of like when when you're kids and you have to like go around the room and say like an adjective that starts with your letter of your name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm emotional, Erica.
Yeah,
and then everyone has to go around and say your name.
What a journey we just went on with her, huh?
I love it.
Omar, you are on fire with those drops lately.
Yeah, whoa,
boy, you love that. Is that your new number one?
I love that one so much.
Are your top five right now?
You know what? I wish I would have more opportunity to play this.
Wakanda forever.
You
should have played Allie.
Oh, yeah. He said it got nominated.
Allie talked about the nominees today.
She moved on too fast.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. You don't get that one enough. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do like that one.
Maybe they'll mispronounce it if she wins.
That's the best.
Yeah. I'm going to be eggless.
That guy's the best.
Yeah. That one's going to sneak up on us.
That's good.
That one's going to be
good. I forgot I had this. Too, by the way.
You don't need that one. You lost that one. All right, good stuff. If you're new to the show, this makes no sense to you. Eventually, it will. So here's the weird thing that's happening. As we talk about how we're all getting dumber, last week we did the dumb off on the show. Congratulations once again, Allie, Postmaster Johnny, for having a nice little tie there at the end and proving that you're both super dumb. It's because the tech is making us all smarter. We've forgotten. We don't know phone numbers anymore. We don't know directions anymore. We don't trust ourselves, even if it's a place we've driven to 40 times. We're like, got to see what Waze says or I'm not going. And now, in a crazy and weird twist and turn of events, paper map sales are up. Now, you say up from what? Up from zero? Because I would think they would be at $0. But supposedly now. And I thought about, like, when I first moved to L.A., I remember very vividly, I couldn't believe all the people that were making money selling those maps to stars' homes all over the side of the street.
Yes.
It was always
with
this kind of
giant, like, animated star symbols on them.
Yeah, there's still someone who sets up on Sunset and does that. But, I mean, there was, you could go and find those all over, and people were paying for them. They'd come visit Southern California. Got to go buy a map to stars' home so I can see where Tom Cruise does his gardening. And then you think, well, who's going to do that anymore? Who's going to go buy a paper map? But apparently,
they're way up, especially with like Gen Z, because they find it fun to be like, you know what? I'm going to go on a road trip and I'm not going to use my phone. I'm going to use this map. I'm going to use my brain and I'm going to figure out how to get there all by myself. They think it's like a cool challenge.
So,
because we can rely on Google to, of course, Google is more effective too because it's more updated.
Sure.
But, you know, especially with just the way certain things are becoming nostalgic and we're just going back into the past and kind of doing this digital detox, paper maps are where it's at.
Hey, Postmaster Johnny, come in here for a moment because we got this challenge for you. We wanted to see if you could do this because we have exactly like 50 minutes left. I mean, we're technically going to be off the air before then. I've got here something called a Thomas Guide.
I'm scared.
This is the Los Angeles and Orange County Street Guide. It was previously updated in the year 2008.
That's what it says. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a couple restaurants that haven't even been put on that thing.
I don't think this has any restaurants on it. This is not a restaurant guide. That right there, I want you to see that right there. That is.
Oh my God.
That technically should be able to get you anywhere you need to go in LA or OC. Look at that book because we're gonna
see, page one. Do you have questions?
We're gonna give you a destination and we're gonna see if just.
Oh my gosh!
We're gonna take your phone away from you,
Klein. There's trajectories. It looks like a grid graph, like some math homework. How am I supposed to read this?
Well, here's the goal: can you make it to Staples Center, crypto.com, whatever you want to call it, by the end of the show? I've just looked at what it should take you to get there.
From how?
That's a good starting question.
It doesn't even show where I'm at right now. How am I supposed to read this thing?
What do you think that first map is of?
I mean, it says Los Angeles, of course, but it's like, I don't even see our location, like where we're at. I don't even know which street we're off
of. That book you have there has, I don't know, 300 pages full of maps in there?
Oh,
I
mean, my God.
You have to find the right one for the route that you need to take.
Yeah.
But where's the map of L.A., though, like, of this city right
Where's
here?
The map that says Johnny in the middle?
They're all... You are here.
I am here.
You are here.
I don't see this. Oh, my goodness. What is this?
It's got... You got to look. That's an index.
There's
longitude,
latitude?
Yeah, so you got to find where you're going.
I am screwed, man.
You've been to Staples Center before, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Do you know?
I think we need to pick another location.
Why? That's why
too
is
much
that?
Of an iconic location? Because you could kind of just see it off the freeway. You could navigate your way if you've been there before.
I think we need to give him coordinates.
Oh, no, no, please, no. Wait, hold on, wait. I'm like, wait, hold on.
You're going to go to 75 meets 134 East.
Oh,
all right?
Gosh.
And let us know when you're there.
You think
Postmaster Johnny could go? Could get
if
to?
You just
could,
have a good sense of direction. You can get there without any kind of like you know help.
Well, they also have signs for it.
You could even without a map, you could find your way to the Staples Center.
All right, that's a fair argument. So it's got to be somewhere that. Yes, what did you just find?
I found Pacoima. I found where I used to live. I found it right here.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
But I can't read the streets though. I don't know which way they're going. I don't know. Dang it.
So, Omar, where do you think then, post, because we're just giving him the map. That's all he gets. We're taking his phone away, and we're giving him one of these burner phones that doesn't have, it all only good to check in with us on. This is the map book. Can he get somewhere in the next, 30 minutes is the question. So it's got to be somewhere that's 30
What's
minutes.
What's that food place? Those guys bring us food. I think they're brothers. Is it a hot dog place, maybe?
Crenshaw, Earl's on Crenshaw?
Yes. Maybe go to Earl's on Crenshaw. That's not too far.
Okay.
Was Earl's in Crenshaw even around in 2008 when this book was published?
Yeah, it's been there.
Good Lord. All right.
We could just look up the address and give him the address.
We'll give you the address.
Okay.
And you've got that map book and go check in with us.
All righty. I'll see you guys later.
That's Postmaster Johnny. We may never see him again.
All right, guys.
Bye, Postmaster. Happy travels.
Can he get somewhere with an actual map?
Take some of those M&Ms and the Spiffy with you.
I'm going to need a lot of peanut butter for this.
There you go. All right, there he goes. He's leaving now. Wow, people saying there's zero chance. Guys, he won't even get out of the parking lot. That's a good guess.
I mean, for me, too, like as soon as I get out there,
there he goes.
Left or right, I've got my Google Maps and that's the same route. He's just leaving.
By the way, he just walked the wrong way down the hallway. He was walking down the hallway.
And he has his nose in the Thomas Guide, like it's going to guide him out of the building.
He's not moving.
Yeah.
He's still looking at the map of Pacoima right now, so it's not very useful to him. All right, we will give him his coordinates. There's some good suggestions coming through as to where we should send him, so we'll give him exactly where he's headed. He's going to call us from the dumb phone, the burner phone. Come back in a moment, also get into your clickbait, figure out what is the one excuse you should never tell a cop once you get pulled over. It's the one that they've heard the most, and they don't want to hear it anymore. It's not what you think. We'll get to that and more clickbait next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
K-Rock, it's Clint Alley's show. How far would you make it in Southern California if all you had was a paper map to get you where you need to go? That's exactly the experiment we're testing right now. Postmaster Johnny is in his car. We've taken away his fancy new cell phone and given him a burner phone where all he can do is communicate with us, but it has no ability to see maps or locations. Postmaster Johnny, originally we were going to send you to Crypto Staples Center. Omar said it was too recognizable, so we're going to give you an address, and that's where you're going to have to try to make it to before we get out of here, okay?
This is not fair. I do not like this.
Well, to speak of unfair, I just saw you in the hallway trying to get help from other people in the building, trying to explain to you how to use a Thomas Guide, and I'm glad I caught you. So I said, move it along, get to your car.
No, Jay felt bad for me, so he asked me, he's like, oh, here, let me show you. But first of all, did you guys say I could get in my car?
Wow.
I thought I had to walk somewhere. I'm walking. Right now I made it all the way to this gate outside. It says Wilshire Country Club.
Hold on.
Standing out there now.
Hold on, dude.
You didn't think you had to drive?
You can drive your car. Why did you think you'd have to walk?
I thought you guys said I had to walk out and go somewhere. Like, no car, no technology. I thought it was just this guide and me and this phone.
All right, well, in that case...
You can use a Ford Model T, and that's
and Clark
it.
On the phone.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to take a while. We're off the air in like 20 minutes, dude.
Oh, my God. I walked all the way out here. What am
all
I
right,
going to do
now? Give him the address. No, you know what? Well, it's fine. We'll give him the address, Ali. Give him the address. Here's where you're going to find. This is the place you got to go to. This is you should be able to get there before the end of the show, even by foot.
Yep. All right. 6142 Maryland. Maryland Drive.
Good luck.
That's where you're going.
Okay. If I get lost, can you guys pick me up in the K-Rock mobile?
Yep, sure. No problem. Update us.
Okay.
But,
We're not picking him up.
That location is less than a mile from the radio station, but I don't think he would have found it. Even in his car, I don't think he's going to find it.
No, because I don't know that on the Thomas Guide they'll even have that street listed.
No, I don't
know. You have
that
to really find
existed.
A specific page to see that.
May have not even been there. Allie, we'll get to a clickbait in a second. Oh, people say this is so cruel. Someone said, I attempted to do this. My phone died the other day, and I just gave up and sat in a parking lot until my phone charged.
Yes.
I decided it's not worth it.
Or when your phone gets too hot, you're like, I got to pull over. Yeah, there's nothing else I can do.
No idea where to go. Well, we are doomed. That's for sure. Well, can he find that location in the next 20 minutes? We'll figure it out together. We're going to come back in a moment, give you some tickets to see Neil Brennan at the Wilshire Ebell Theater on the 22nd of July. And we'll get into a round of clickbait. And we'll answer these questions. So start thinking of your answers right now. This is the excuse you should not give cops if you get pulled over, because they've heard it a lot and they don't believe it anymore, even if it may be true. This is the body part that men find most attractive and women find most attractive. And that has changed, all new for 2023. And there's something else going on about your relationship. Oh, this is the one thing that will tell you your relationship is doomed right away. The one thing you can be on the lookout for that will tell you your relationship is doomed right away.
If you're holding a Thomas Guide.
That's not it. If your wife is Allie's wife, that's how you know. Now, we'll get to that and more after this. Do some clickbait. Figure out what excuse to not give a cop the next time you're pulled over if you'd like to actually get out of the ticket. First, though, Postmaster Johnny's walking through the streets of Los Angeles now with only a paper map, no technology, a burner phone, does not have any GPS on it. So he's just walking through with this Matt Thomas guide to try to get to a location that I'll say between you and me is less than a mile from the radio station. But he, for some reason, didn't bring his car. He thought he had to walk. So, and how you doing, Postmaster?
Well, I'm on Wilshire, and looks like La Brea.
Oh, boy.
You're right where you started.
No, I'm not on Wilshire. I know, I'm right here on Wilshire and La Brea. I'm right here, like, passing the El Rey now.
What does the map tell you?
Well, the map still, it doesn't say anything. It's just a pink line with, like, the name, and it doesn't even show a compass on here or anything. I'm just still rolling.
I can see where he is, and he's going the opposite direction that he needs to go.
Yeah, when? No, you're lying. Deadass? Really? No, you can't.
All right, we'll check back with you, Johnny. Keep good luck.
Oh, please. Can you guys send me a ride?
Let's get to clickbait. Here we go. It's time for clickbait on the radio. Clickbait. All right, Internet Design. Two reasons only. Clickbait, masturbating, only one of them on the radio. So let's do some clickbait, shall we?
I think it's funny, by the way, that if he gets the compass, that he will find his way.
Oh, yeah, I know. He thinks
he's
the
like,
one thing.
There's no compass on here.
The one thing,
like, you wouldn't know
it.
How to read a compass either.
That's the best part. We should
like
give him a compass.
He's going like a block.
He's going a block in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Here we go. First question. The cops say, stop using this excuse. We've heard it over and over again. It's the number one thing that we're told when people get pulled over, and we don't believe it, even if it's true. What is it? Allie, you've been pulled over. You've used excuses before.
Yep.
Which one is it?
I've used it, and I've gotten out of a ticket doing this, a family emergency, saying that there's a family emergency.
All right. Omar, what is the excuse the cops no longer want to hear because they don't believe it?
I'm drunk.
All right. Good. Good guess right there.
No. I'm going to go with I'm late for work. I'm late for work.
Yeah. That's just such a cop out. But you feel like, oh, okay, if
but
I just
sometimes,
am
you
honest.
Sometimes cops will be like, okay, you know, I'm going to give you a break. Yeah.
Check the nerd.
I have ulcerative colitis. I'm having a bathroom emergency.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, also, I'm pregnant and about to deliver, but that only works in some scenarios.
One of you is right. It's not family emergency.
Damn it.
Mm. It's not late for work. It is the I have a medical
emergency.
Oh. Either a personal medical emergency or I'm racing because someone I'm close to is having a medical emergency. They don't believe it anymore because they've heard it and they say it's the number one thing now. I'm shocked it's not bad. I always thought it was, I'm sorry, I know I'm driving too fast, but I have got to go to the bathroom and then you pour water on your crotch. In front of them? No, in front of them. Right when they're walking up.
Oh, no, I wet myself.
Yeah, right. As they're walking up to the car, you pour water all over your pants and you say, this is so embarrassing. And I thought that was what you're supposed to do.
Well, and also, wouldn't they, if it's that big of a medical emergency, wouldn't some of them say, fine, I'll give you an escort to the hospital or something, if it's that big of an emergency?
Well, you may remember this, Allie, but one time I did get pulled over, and I had my dog in the car, and I said that my dog was having a medical emergency.
Oh, right.
And the officer offered to give me a police escort to the vet.
Right.
Which was super nice and probably super illegal, but
and
regardless.
And then you had to walk in and then pretend to.
Yeah. And I had to walk
hello,
in.
Hello, my dog.
And I was like, I just want to use your scale in the lobby and see what you weigh. All right, have a good day. Moving on. Go to clickbait. Internet's most pressing issues. They talked to men and women as we get closer and closer to Valentine's Day, and they said, what is the body part that you find the most attractive on your partner? Like, what is, they asked women what they find most attractive, they asked guys what they find most attractive. There's a new body part. They don't agree. Now, every once in a while you get some bogus answer like eyes, and everyone's like, yeah, right.
Well, I was going to say smile.
Okay, I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong. Allie says smile. There's two different ones. I'll accept either, and I'll tell you which gender said which. Omar, got a guess?
Gazungas.
Wow. Nailed
it.
As it was written by the scientists, gazungas.
Gazungas.
Jake the nerd.
If it's a new body part, I'm going to guess back.
Oh, interesting. Back made it into the top of the list, but not
really?
The number one spot. But yeah, back was one of those ones that's like, who cares?
No,
you
know, I think...
got back or the actual back?
Well,
that's stupid.
B-A-C-C.
Actual back is actually on the list. But women are into, according to this, women are into a lot of different things than guys care about. Guys, number one on the guys list was butts, of course, right? Guys are just like,
I
ass.
Mean, for me, though, I also really like butts over boobs.
Yeah. You like butts over boobs?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm. Yeah.
Omar, you're boobs over butts. Depends on the day.
I'm an equal opportunity kind of guy.
Good for you.
I like
yeah.
both. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
so woke of you. Good, Omar.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like Omar's so
I
involved.
I can't choose.
Yeah, that's good. He doesn't want to play favorites.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
discriminatory.
I
want to
be
there.
Inclusive.
And brains as well, Omar, in that same list or no?
What was that?
No. Jake, what say you?
I said back already.
No. I'm saying, are you boobs or butts?
Oh, butts for sure.
Really?
Butts
so guys pick butts as number one. Women pick torso as the number one.
Well, that's basically boobs.
No, torso's like, I think it's like your whole, it's like six-pack ass, it's that whole area. Torso's kind of a creepy answer, isn't it? Well, that's what
that
a weird answer.
Just give me a
torso.
Good hot torso.
Yeah, if someone said, what's your favorite body part? You say torso? Like, arrest that person
yeah,
immediately.
That's their chest.
Yeah, all right, well, that's what women said. Final question is clickbait. This is the one thing you can, if you're doing this in your relationship right now, your relationship is completely doomed. There's no going back. So what's the one thing that if you're doing your relationship now, it's doomed? What is it?
Any kind of big lie. Like I talked last week about how I lied about smoking, or if you lie about your being vegan or something like that.
All right, Omar?
You have like a separate money account. Like you keep funds separate from
secret
the
account or separate
yes.
accounts?
No, secret.
Secret account.
You're keeping, you're keeping money like stashed away.
Jake, you know about relationships? You have an invisible girlfriend?
I think maybe you hang out with your friends too much, or you don't spend time together.
Number one sign that your relationship is doomed is if you do something in the relationship called scorekeeping, where you're constantly have a running tab as to who did what when.
Oh, my God. That's the
Wait
worst.
A minute. Who doesn't do that? That's the best.
That's kind of
like
no.
Yes.
Yeah. I love scorekeeping.
No, dude.
Totally.
I'm getting a scoreboard in my kitchen.
Down. It was like, I did the dishes, so you have to do this. And no. It screws everything up.
Yeah, they say that's the number one. If you're doing that in your relationship, they say you are doomed.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
That's like whoever's losing. If they're losing, that's what they would say.
Yeah, that's
yeah, totally.
Losing.
You know, yeah,
totally.
That's someone who's losing at home.
Yep.
Who said that? All right. Well, there you have it. There's clickbait. We're out of time. We're out of show. Let's see where Postmaster Johnny made it to. Hey, Postmaster Johnny, did you make it to your destination?
No, I'm still in the streets. I'm sitting at a bus stop right now.
Are you gonna take a bus?
Did you give up completely?
I don't even have a bus card. I can't even use Apple Pay on this old burner phone. It's just a piece of crap.
All right, well there you go. Experiment proven. It's tough for people to read maps.
Bye,
we're gonna
Johnny.
Get out of here. We don't have time for takeaways,
aww,
so we gotta wrap it up and call it a day. Nicole Alvarez will be in here for a moment. 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock comes your way. More shots for you to get on that standby boarding list to see Coldplay in Amsterdam and see them again, of course, right here in Pasadena. Got more good things planned for you tomorrow, believe it or not. So come on back here. We'll be live again tomorrow morning right here on K-Rock. If you just, in the meantime, GOAT line working now, 844-956-GOAT. And you can hit us up on the socials at Klein Alley Show. Have a great rest of your day. Omar, take us away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.